Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Minnesota with no snow. I cannot recollect the last time I've ever seen this, folks. I think I have to talk to somebody that's 60 years or older or something. I don't know, because, again, I've never experienced anything like this. I noticed that there's a lot of people online right now showing what's going on as the military jets and commercial jets are actually checkboarding their skies right now, dropping down harmful chemicals. And if you want to check that out, folks, we've covered this much. Go ahead and look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. And again, you will understand perfectly as to what's going on in this country of the disobedience and the children of the apostate, and this on so many fronts and levels. Now, listen, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. Now, listen, let's just shoot from the hip really quick. We just heard again from Ron DeSantis. For those that are joining in us today that have not heard this before, I'm going to continuously blanket my airwaves concerning the time that I'm allotted here to share with you that there is over 1,000 different other presidential candidates running for the presidency to occupy the People's White House, that I'm sure a good portion of them are legitimate, but you're not hearing from any of them. You're only hearing from the handful of candidates that they put up, only to find out, friends, that they're all in it together. And I can tell you until I'm blue in the face concerning the truth of the matter, and it's amazing to me how people are so sick and tired of the establishment, yet they keep playing games along with the establishment that keeps putting them up as options for them to go ahead and choose from. Americans, where do we stand? I'm a preacher here. The law of truth is in my mouth, and I'm not going to move from it. If you're sick and tired of going around the mountain, per se, then why don't you take heed to what I'm telling you? There's over 1,000 different presidential contenders, and you're only hearing from the ones that they want you to hear from. Shut down. You need to shut down the conservatives of the day who are feeling this narrative, because nobody does it more than them. Look at this, folks. Nikki Haley. I seen her at the RNC back in 2012 in Tampa. She had a very, very creepy aura about her. Everything about her is wrong. And just to prove the point once again, and you've heard me say this several times, and here again it comes to the light, Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be made known. There's nothing that will be concealed that shall not be made known or brought to the light, Scripture tells us. Look at this. Nikki Haley disqualified herself during CBS interview, saying 12-year-old kids should be able to get sex change operations. Okay, now I want you to pay attention to the fact that they're all normalizing the crime together. They're all doing it, advertently or inadvertently. And how are they doing it inadvertently? They're not dropping state statute or law down upon those that are advocating these crimes against children. But I'll tell you what, the Lord will. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, too. Why is it that people live their lives as if there's no judgment day? I'll get to that in a moment. But I'll tell you what, when you see this nonsense and you see it across the board, they're all doing the same thing. Here, I want you to see something. I'm going live right now. And I want you to see, because I know there's a lot of people that don't want to see this, because all fingers are pointing at Donald Trump right now. You do know that nobody advocates the gay agenda more than Donald Trump, right? Well, you say to yourself, Bradley, that is just absolutely ridiculous, is it? Do you remember when Donald Trump actually called himself the gayest president in American history? Well, he did. He did, folks. I'm going to it right now. Just hold up. This is live radio. And, again, I want you to see for yourself as the truth of the matter. Because, again, people need to see for themselves what the situation is. And here we are right now, and I'm going to pull it up, and I got all this stuff saved for anybody that wants to go ahead and test their little wooden steel or their little wooden swords. That wants to go ahead and contend with the Spirit of the Lord. This is Blade. This is one of the outlets, by the way, where Trump retweets the video praising himself as the most pro-gay president in American history. In fact, friends, I want to let you know, Donald Trump's in Florida hosting gay parties, gay parades. The list goes on. We've had people there broadcasting live from that particular location when Donald Trump was doing so. So there's absolutely no difference, friends. They're all advocating for what God clearly condemns. Over 96 different references condemning sodomy, but somehow or another, these people just think that we're not paying attention to the details. And I'm talking about Nikki Haley in particular. And I'm sorry, folks, last week I drove about 40 hours. I zigzagged Michigan, literally drove back and forth. We did four events there. We just got back home on Sunday, and I've been down for about 2 days. But we're rocking this thing. No excuses. We're up. We're doing the stuff here. So if you hear or my voice kind of cracking, I have to cough, whatever the case is, it's almost gone. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38. Read it when you get a moment. But look at this, folks. They're all advocating for the same thing. There's absolutely no difference, as we continuously highlight on the show for you on a daily basis. And what we get here is Nikki Haley, another one that's been propped up, advocating for what everybody else is advocating for. This is how you drive the narrative. The best way to control the narrative is to drive the narrative. Now, I want to highlight this as well. Now, isn't it interesting? Now, just a couple months ago, Ron DeSantis from Florida, he stands back on state statute when men were dressing as women going into libraries. Just a handful of people, but the media blows it up like everybody's doing it, for the record. But instead of Ron DeSantis coming into play and condemning them, incarcerating them, and charging them for their crimes against state statute, which is premised and predicated upon the moral law of God, what does he do? He goes to the Supreme Court so the Supreme Court can tell you what it is that he didn't want to tell you. Why? Because he's running for the presidency, friends. And what do? We're not going to weigh in on it. Of course, folks, they're protecting each other. I'm going to come right back to Ron DeSantis in just a moment, friends, because now you're hearing him in Iowa attacking Donald Trump. He's not attacking Donald Trump. He's driving support to Donald Trump. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and may move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so let me go back to this just so you guys can understand how this is being played out once again. And again, this will help you understand why there's so much censorship going on in this show, because we're putting it together for you. So I was just highlighting the fact that Ron DeSantis, instead of enforcing the state statutes that he already has in place in his state concerning men dressed up as women or pedophilia or exposing themselves, folks, there's a voluminous amount of state statutes that condemn the crime. So what did Ron DeSantis do just to kind of deceive the people? Well, he said, we need to go to the Supreme Court and see what they have to say about it. Well, let's go over to the Supreme Court. Who's at the Supreme Court? Again, showing you how that they're in this alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18, and it's a covenant of hell, friends, and it needs to be stopped by the godly people in this country, period. And we have the power and authority to do that. The Lord has given it to us, Luke 10, 19. But what does he do? He goes to the Supreme Court. Who's on the Supreme Court? Outside of the fact that John Roberts, the Supreme Court injustice, he's a total advocate for the sodomite agenda. Did you know that? And he's doing this under Moses and the Ten Commandments above his head, in spite of his own oath, in spite of the prayers that start and adjourn court session every time they sit. But who's also there, friends? Just in time, Alina Kagan. Alina Kagan is the one that was responsible for queerifying Harvard. I'm not making it up. I do a whole show on this woman. And folks, if you want the definition of reprobate, which means abandoned to sin, this woman goes way beyond just being abandoned to sin. She is feeding that monster. So what does Ron DeSantis do? Well, he tries to confuse the people and his constituents, because he knows that his state's constituents are not going to go look at the state law that condemns the crime that he's handing over to the Supreme Court. The only reason that's being done is just to sidewind or sidewash the people concerning the matter. So he sends it to the Supreme Court, and it was interesting how fast they responded to it. Folks, this stuff is all teed up. It's all teed up. Look at this. What is it? NBC News, another one of their outlets, covering their own bases. Folks, mainstream media today, they're nothing but a bunch of conspirators and their accomplices in the crimes of the ones that they're covering for. Concerning the conspirators, that's exactly the truth of the matter. Look in Mockingbird Media. Do a Google search. You'll understand again and put that up against Jeremiah 11:9. But look at the mainstream media report. Supreme Court declines Florida's request to enforce anti-drug show law. It's already against the law, Americans. Why did Ron DeSantis need to go to the Supreme Court? He didn't. And he acts like the Supreme Court is the end all, which in fact they are not. You, Americans under God, are the final arbiters, not the Supreme Court. And it's their job to discover God's law and apply it. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Not to create law, not to play the activist from the bench. Americans, open your eyes. I've had judges on the show before where I was listening to these guys do nothing but make reference to the Supreme Court, and they call it precedential law, when in fact they're making reference to administration law, which undermines constitutional law. And guess what? Judges don't know that because they're not doing their own due diligence to know what the law is. I mean, they swear an oath to uphold the laws found within the Constitution, and they don't even know what the law is, friends. That's how tyrants become tyrants, and dictators become dictators. It took them no discipline to get to the position that they're in. Their whole purpose is to enforce the law that makes the people free if the people by grace adhere to that law. Amen? 2 Corinthians 3:17. I am tired of this nonsense. Furthermore, when it comes to judges, let's talk about that for a moment. Article 3, Section 1 tells us what? That judges sit during good behavior. If they violate their oath, you are to remove the judges through impeachment and prosecution. That doesn't just apply to politicians. That applies all the way from the top in the executive to the judicial and to the legislative. It applies to everybody that is incumbent in our representative government. Americans, I can't do this for you, but this right here is nothing but a sideshow. Ron DeSantis did not need to go to the Supreme Court to enforce the laws that are already found in the books, and I am seeing this on a massive scale across this country. The law says what it says, and everybody knows what the law says, but they don't enforce it because they're afraid of what the mainstream media might say in defending their own children. Who cares? Who cares? My goodness, folks. You act like there's not a judgment day coming upon you, and there is. And you're going to answer for everything that you do and for everything that you don't do. Let me finish this piece off with Ron DeSantis. And so you hear through the mainstream media again, all of their own actors, all of their own clowns in the circus of politics. It's never outside of them. And notice they're the ones always caught up into some sort of scandal or lie, or the right's accusing the left and the left's accusing the right, and they're never prosecuted. But we do hear about the prosecuted, and it's always those peasants, just like me and you. Isn't that interesting? And I'm here to tell you, friends, all of that nonsense that you're hearing from these bad actors in federal and state government, they're bad actors, period. Bad actors, period. Where is the justice that keeps us free, Americans? We're seeing everything but. We're seeing them defend themselves every step of the way. So let me go back to Ron DeSantis. We just heard through the mainstream media, they're useful idiots, and that's exactly what they are, friends. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14. Read it when you get a moment. And what do you see and what do you hear, friends? Them doing nothing but parroting the teleprompter. And the teleprompter's telling them what to say, what not to say. It's not about journalism. That's a thing of the past, Americans. That's a thing of the past. But here it is. Ron DeSantis accuses Donald Trump, right? This is what they do. He accuses Donald Trump of a satanic statute that was put up in the Iowa State House, in the Capitol. Okay, and I'm not saying he's not responsible for it. He acts just like his father, the devil, so it doesn't really matter if he advocated or implemented it himself or not. We all know who Donald Trump is. But here's the point that I want to make. What does he do? He accuses Donald Trump. It was just like Gavin Newsom, friends, last week. Remember the showdown that they were talking about between Gavin and that of Ron DeSantis from Florida? They were both accusing each other of what they were both guilty of. And they called it a disaster afterwards. I suspect people are starting to do their homework now in understanding that they are nothing but a bunch of bad actors and a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics who are preying on the very constituents they're supposed to serve, right? He blames Donald Trump. That's all you got to do is just blame each other. Who cares? That's how you fill the seats. Keep promoting the fight. Get them going at each other. That's how you fill the seats, friends. Fox News does it every day of the week. All the conservative talking heads of the day. That's all they do is look at the Republicans are doing to the Democrats and the Democrats are doing to the Republicans. And the agenda goes forward, doesn't it? Yep. Ron DeSantis going after Donald Trump and accusing him of the satanic temple that was put up in Iowa, friends. Just for the record, it's not a denouncement. It's not a condemnation. Upon the heads of Donald Trump, it's a promotion. And this is what I wish the American people would understand. All over the last couple of years since January 6th, everybody thinks Donald Trump is under attack when in fact he's raising millions. He's accumulating millions of dollars of wealth from his ignorant constituents and his worshipers, Acts 12:22. That's what he's doing. And Ron DeSantis knows all the well that he's not up yet, so he's going to drive more support over to Donald Trump in spite of the 1,000 different other presidential candidates that are there for your picking. And not a one of them is playing uprightly. And every single one of them, the only ones that they're talking about is their opposition that has been put up. And remember what Jesse Ventura said. He was right when he said it, friends. Politics and pro wrestling are identical. They are identical. And what's sad is the American people still haven't come to their own realization that you are doomed if you fail to open up your eyes to see what's going on here. Everybody complains about it, but when it's time to actually do something about it, where are they? They're caught right back up into the same game that they're complaining about. The very establishment that they say that they're sick and tired of is the very ones that they're parroting all day long, coming from the media that they don't believe in. And it's shameful. It's shameful. Read Psalm 55 concerning those that change not. Judgment only falls upon their head. And if you're going to keep doing the same things over and over again, friends, that is the definition of insanity. There's a lot of insane people in this country, to say the least, that need to wake up and get their head out of the sand because everything that they're being fed through the mainstream media is nothing but premising lie after lie. It's the political language that's been created to make lie sound truthful, said Orwell, and it's exactly what we're dealing with. We're going to come right back on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in a CNN town hall in Iowa last night and took as many shots at Donald Trump as he could possibly take. More than 190 governments at the United Nations Climate Conference have agreed for the first time to transition away from fossil fuels.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. He was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. They've also lowered the likelihood of a recession to approximately 41%. A Government Accountability Office report says government agencies are already using AI, but there are 1,000 more potential uses for it. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You know, contemplating the state of America, you'd still think people had enough common sense to know what the problem is. The Lord told us in Psalm 9, 16 and 17, that when you forget the Lord, your country's going to be turned into hell. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But I've already had some goof online already say to me, fear-monger. Yep, you're right. It's fear-mongering. It's diabolical to those that fail to repent, but it's filial to those that see their God, their Father, as a father. Period. And again, you know, by them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19:11. I think about that, and I continuously reiterate the point that we are to understand that God gave his law because he loved us, not because he hated us. And we also understand that that very law, if held to, the fulfilling of that law is what? It's the heart of God. It's love, to love one another, to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, Matthew 22, verse 37. Well, listen, I don't want to see anybody go to hell, period, right? And I want you to keep in mind something, folks, that hell is the consequence of unrepented sin. I need to make clear that right off the bat. When you go into a church and someone's preaching, hellfire preaching, I'm here to tell you, we are not to fear hell. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sin before God. Matthew 3, 2. Mark 1:17, Acts 2:38, Acts 20 verse 21. The list goes on. We repent for breaking God's laws, for transgressing his law. That is sin defined scripturally, 1 John 3:4. Okay? We're in the predicament that we're in today because there is no fear of God. Here, let me give you a prime example. When the laws are enforced in natural law, and say there's a judge, let's just say a crime is committed. And the judge, when the criminal stands before him, looks at what the law says, and it condemns the person that made the choice to commit the crime, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16. In doing so, it's a mercy on a society. It's a mercy on the innocent. And it teaches others to fear God. Here, another example. Back in the 1800s, if you were to murder someone, the murderer was actually publicly hanged. Why? Because they were holding to Scripture and teachings others also to fear the Lord and the consequence of committing the crime. Proverbs 16:6. Okay? And also take that to Deuteronomy 19:19. That's a thing of the past. Folks, your politicians, hand in glove working with the hirelings, John 10:12, in the pulpits in America today, are creating or doing their best to create a world without God. I am humored by that, to say the least. I'm offended and I'm humored. But let's go forward, okay? It's never happened in the past. It's never going to happen in the future. Okay, so with that said, I want you to listen to this. This is speaking to people in America that they all say, every single one of them, the two that I just named, politicians in the Church of America today, the children of the apostate, they all make reference to God blessing America. Well, the thing is, friends, God has blessed America, and it's time for you to obey the Lord and bless God. Okay, but listen to this in Psalm 50, and I want you to listen carefully because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, and why man acts like he is exempt from that day, I know not. Because here's the truth of the matter. 5 minutes after you take your last breath, you're going to be in heaven or you're going to be in hell, period. Period. Okay. And if you call yourself a believer and you doubt that, you're not a believer. You're a believer that doesn't believe. You're a hypocrite is what you are. Matthew 23, verse 23. And to the carnal mind, I would say this. You don't have to believe in trucks, neither, speaking of judgment day, metaphorically, in parallel. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? That is death. That is that final day. You're going to stand before God. And I want to give you a couple scriptures so you can get the gist of this, okay? Because I think about this often, that I am going to have to answer to Him for everything I do and I don't do. And I'm not motivated by fear, friends, of consequence. I'm motivated, me personally, out of love for what the Lord did through His Son on Calvary. I want to do all that I can do and more in pleasing Him in the time that I have on this earth. If I fail to do so and I'm looking for excuses not to do the very little that I've been given, well, you better read Luke 19 and understand that that is a wicked and a slothful servant that deserves the very hell that he's going to get. And notice for those that serve the Lord with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and they're faithful with little, and then it's to the point where it's given unto them to be faithful with much. Isn't it interesting that the Lord says to those, enter into the joy of the Lord? It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. I find my life. Bradley Dean finds his life where he loses his life. And I lost my life 24 years ago when the Lord came in like in Acts 9 and knocked me down and said, this is not about you. This is about me. And I want all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jeremiah 29:11. And when I receive that, I'm going to show you exactly who I am. And I'm going to show those that you're going to be sent to go to who I am as well, just like that Paul, because we cannot give what we do not have. So let's go back to this. Let's go to Psalm 50, and I want you to listen carefully. Who does this apply to? Okay? But unto the wicked, God saith. Who are the wicked? Well, you tell me. What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, the consequence of breaking his law, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mouth, to call yourself my child, seeing that you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? In other words, you don't practice what you preach. When thou saw a thief, then thou consented with him, you said nothing, and hast been partaker with adulterers, friends with the world, James 4:4. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, you talk just like the world, and thy tongue frameth deceit. You act as if he doesn't exist. You sit and you speak against your brother. You're a backbiter. You slanderest thine own mother's son. That's one thing this ministry will have no part in. These things have you done, and the Lord says, I have kept silent. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as yourself, that I was just like you. But the Lord says this. He's going to set the record straight. And he says, I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. Wow. Isn't that crazy? He was talking to those that profess to be godly men and women. And when you go over to 2 Corinthians 5:10, because I know that there's a lot of biblical illiterate people out there that think, well, the Old Testament is the Old Testament. It has nothing to do with the New Testament. Have you read the New Testament? Because it talks about nothing but of the old, adding the new. The New Testament is the fulfilling of the Old Testament. Just wanted to make clear we're on the same page. When you go to the New Testament, perhaps 2 Corinthians 5:10, what does it say? It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or it be bad. This applies to all of us. You know, it's interesting, especially in this country, because at the turn of our nation, when our forefathers established the country that we have today, did you know that Ben Franklin said that there was no bad example set forth to our youth? Did you know that he also said that it was unheard of concerning adultery? Did you know this? Why? Because the laws were enforced during that particular time, and also consider more than not the fact that they just paid an ultimate price and an awful price to give us the freedoms that we have today. They were going to do nothing to kick against God's moral law because they seen the bloodshed, and taking that to the spiritual, they seen the bloodshed on Calvary, and they did not do a thing to offend the majesty on high concerning the very sacrifice that was given unto men as the propitiation and the redemption of men through the blood of his son. Nothing. We were operating through ecclesiastical law. But look where we're at today. Why is it? Because there's no fear of God. I mean, look at your correctional institutions, as they call them. It's a moneymaker. They've made void God's law, and what have they done? They made them law. They made them null and void by creating laws that they call laws, which are policies designed after men. It's a system of indulgence. Hey, folks, if said judges throughout the United States of America feared God, and isn't it interesting that, well, we can't be doing that in the courtroom. Really, then what are you sitting on the judgment seat for? How can you make distinction between what's right and what's wrong without a knowledge of God's law? When someone kills, why is that person being incarcerated? Why is he being charged? Why is he being condemned for his crime? Because he murdered. Who told you that he murdered? The Lord did. What about theft? What about perjury? The list goes on. It all comes from God's moral law. But isn't it interesting that if we had judges in this country that feared the Lord rather than feared the system that's been created, a system of indulgence to make more money and more money, I mean, when are they going to come to the realization that the Lord told us to not forget him in our prosperity, Deuteronomy 6:12? When are they going to come to the reality that prosperity and riches is not going to deliver our soul from the wrath to come? But no, they continuously go on with them bad selves because they think that they're somehow above the consequence of God's moral law and transgressing it. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This applies to every person on this planet. I care not who they are. And I know how people love to put themselves in position, how they love to put themselves up on tiers. Some are better than others. Some call themselves elitists. Some call themselves globalists. We're the peasants. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, guess who else did that? Satan himself did. And guess who was cast from heaven? Satan himself was. So nobody, absolutely nobody, is above the judgment of God. We're all going to face him on judgment day, like it or not. Just think about this. The Lord even said that we're going to have to give an answer for every idle thought. We're going to have to give an account for every idle word. Just think about this, friends. And I think about if the righteous scarcely be saved. Hey, folks, what's going to happen to the ungodly? Oh, my goodness. The Lord said, be holy as I'm holy. And he also said in the book of Peter, he also said in 2 Corinthians 7:1, that we're to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord in departing from violating his law. Right? Those are the people that understand real grace. Those are the people that understand, and they're preparing themselves for the judgment day that's upon all of us, every single one of us. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
We're saying that they're buying justice. No, it's injustice. And I want you to think of this, friends. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. The Bible says that the Lord, if a sparrow falls to the ground, it doesn't go without his notice. He knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere at all times and all places. Well, some will say, well, that's beyond my mind. Of course, that's what makes him God. But I want you to understand something, that those that take a gift that blindeth the eyes, I want you to know that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. This applies to them as well. The difference is when you have a country of 86% that call themselves Christians that sit back and tolerate the crimes of a very small portion of corrupt within the system of the church and the government, and they allow it to go and allow the leaven to leaven the whole lump, well, then you deserve what you get because you failed to act when you should have acted. People ask me all the time, Bradley, well, give us the answer. I'm giving you the answer throughout every single show at least 20 to 30 times and making reference to Scripture. Keep my commandments and live. What does the Lord say we're to do if someone steals? We're to hold him to account according to state statute. What happens when it tells us in response to how we're supposed to deal with someone that kills somebody? We're supposed to hold to the word of God, not the word of man that makes null and void God's word. I mean, you're setting yourself up in a system today of indulgence, friends, where someone commits a heinous crime and 3 to 5 years later they're out doing it again on a 74% recidivism rate. This is what you're putting up with. The Lord said, no, when you do it my way, this is what's going to stop crime. This is what's going to teach them the fear of God. But if you're just going to go ahead and overlook it and adhere to the system of indulgence, you're a part of the problem. You're not a part of the answer. And I'm talking about moral, and I'm talking about state statute condemning crimes. I can go to constitutional law. I can go to provisions found in the Constitution as how we're supposed to deal with corruption in the halls of government. People don't want to hear that. They say they want the answers, and then when you give it to them, but what are we supposed to do? No, really what you're saying is, I want you to do it for me, Bradley. Oh, I've been living it for 24 years. And it's not everybody, but it's a good portion of you. You want somebody to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. That's why you chase the new politician, one that looks just like you. And that is idolatry. And that brings a curse, friends. It really does. Let's go on to this. So it says in Exodus 23, verse 8, thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. And when you go to Jeremiah, speaking of that topic, 5:28, it says, they have waxed fat. They think they're above the law. They shine. Yeah, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the gift or the right of the needy do they not judge. Yep, that's what you're seeing in your system of indulgence today. But the American people have put them in the position where they're at today. I'm just thinking here. I'm taking a pause. Just thinking about how many unqualified individuals are in the halls of government today, where it took them absolutely no discipline whatsoever to get there, because they were willing to go ahead and play the Judas in selling out the truth, Luke 22:48. They were promoted by organizations, the alpha organizations such as the CIA, the FBI, and a plethora of others. Why? So they can be extorted and they can be controlled. That's what Americans are dealing with today. There's no doubt about it. When you have a presidential contender promoting a 12-year-old kid getting a sex change if that child so wants to, there's something wrong with that person in a big, sick way. And it's in a big, sick way where the American people stand back and watch what they're promoting and do nothing in response lawfully. Hey, folks, let me remind everybody here, they don't have a right to do the wrong thing, and that's all they're advocating for. That's exactly what they're advocating for. Let's go on here. Hebrews 9:27. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes the judgment. Well, Bradley, I'm not convinced. Well, that's fine. Here, listen, I want you to understand something, friend. I am not here to do it for you. I am here to preach the Word of God because I believe what His Word says. I can only preach the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the gift of prophecy. In other words, I can't give you what I do not have. I want to remind you that I was not talked into where I'm at today, and a devil or an unbeliever is not going to talk me out of where I'm at today. I would consider you to be a fool for your pains if you were to try to do so. I'm only encouraged because I know, as Paul said, in whom I have believed. Period. Period. Listen to this one. This is Romans 2:6. And who will render to every man according to his own deeds. Hey, all your secret deeds too, by the way. Don't forget about that. There's nothing secret with the Lord. I said it earlier. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Here, I want to give you another one. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face, listen carefully, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And isn't it interesting, in America, this is kind of a different thought, but it adds to it at the latter end of this in context. Faith without works is dead. And did you know that the American church has conferences as if they should actually do the works if they have the faith? I mean, if you have a job, do you have to go to work to get your paycheck? And I'm not talking about out of debt. I'm not talking about out of works. I'm just trying to get your mind to understand this. We're saved not by what we do. It's we do what we do because we're saved. And if you're not doing what you should be doing, it's because you're not saved. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. They're abominable. And they're disobedient in every good work. And what does it tell us in Titus 1:16? They're reprobates. That means they're abandoned to their own sin and their own sinful choices that they've made. Romans 6:16. Well, that's pretty eye-opening, isn't it? And he said, this is Revelation 21, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh the faith, read 1 John 5:2, shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Notice the first ones that go into judgment, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Whoa! Whoa! What's the conclusion? Bradley, you got 2 minutes. I want to know what the conclusion is. Well, it tells us, as a matter of fact, in Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Isn't that interesting? See, if preachers were faithful to the Lord, they'd be preaching this word, but they're not. You want to know why? Because they want your money. They want their buildings. That's why they don't offend anybody for the truth's sake, friends. In other words, they don't love them, is really what it comes down to, because it tells us in Romans 13, love worketh no ill. And when we give no offense in our ministries, that's in not offending the Lord God, the majesty on high, in preaching the whole counsel of God. So much so where Paul could say, your blood is not on my hands. I preach the whole counsel of God. That's where we're at today. Why do men do it? Why do they continue on in their sin? Why do they go headlong into hell? Because they are daring the justice of God, and they think somehow or another, right before they die, they're going to get it right. Nope, you don't belong to the Lord. Nope, that's not you. When you look at Ecclesiastes 8:11, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, that's why you see people for a long time hang on to the sin in their lives, both in the church and in government. They even go so far as mocking God with the forehead of a whore, remaining in their sin. But what does the Lord say? Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. I'm here to tell you, friends, there's a judgment day coming. You're going to remember everything I'm telling you, to either the blessing of salvation or to eternal condemnation, because this is what's going to ring in your ears when you stand in front of my daddy, my father, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, on that final day, and you will kneel and you will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, like it or not.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.